The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, friends. We have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Now, folks, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate. They got to hate somebody. The conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, the voice of the pro-murderers, the pro-choicers, wish to silence. The patriots that the globalists despise. We are them Americans. We are the Sons of Liberty, and welcome to the show. If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to check us out on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, and or you can be my friend, which is Bradley Dean, double E. That's Bradley Dean, double E, or you can follow me on my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1. Phone lines are accessible, 1-877-807-9977. Again, that number is 1-877-807-9977. Much to talk about today, but first and foremost, folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, Mr. Other Guy?
Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. We got a text art that we just put up here recently, and Roy Moore commented on it. It says this, there's a picture of Bradley, and it says, "By the favor and grace of God, I am not going to go down in history only talking of men who knew God. Abraham, Moses, Joshua, David, Gideon, and the such. If God was faithful to their generations, he said that he would be faithful to mine as well, and he is. Amen." And Roy commented and said, "This is a man on fire for God." That's what you see, and that's what you hear, folks, through everything that we've got. If they don't see that at the end, if they don't see Christ at the end, it's going nowhere. We're just on the radio this morning, Bradley was, Sam Bushman, the LibertyRoundtable.com. And he was speaking to, or I was talking to him off the air, and he said, "That's the thing that I love about you guys, is that at the end of everything you do, I understand you got to bring the problems to show people that there's a sickness, so that you can bring across a cure. And you guys bring answers, and that's what I appreciate so much about what you do, because nobody out there is bringing answers."
Well, God is known by the judgments that he executes,
right.
Psalm 916, of course. Quite an introduction by Sam this morning, as a matter of fact. A biker, a rapper.
Yeah.
I'm not a biker, and I'm not a rapper.
You got that one rap we have, you know, in that YouTube video?
Yeah, maybe that's where he got it.
He
bought the, I don't know, the little edited version we have of it.
Yeah, the authentic one.
Yes.
You know, speaking of Resolve, everybody understands the IRS apologizes. And I posted this article.
You mean here. They were busted?
And J.D. Eaton said, "Apology not accepted, you dirty crooks." That's exactly the attitude we need to keep. There is no, I'm sorry. When you are at that level in America as a leader, for example, and you're at that level, you are put there for a purpose. There is no margin of errors there. There just isn't. And so for them to merely apologize, J.D., you got the right idea. Apology not accepted, you dirty crooks. They need to be removed. That whole thing needs to be looked into and investigated, because it's to serve the people.
How many times on this radio program do I talk to the villains and I say to them, "Do you not realize that when you have to lie for someone or commit a crime for someone, that they are more than willing to commit the crime against you as well and lie to you as well?" How foolish to think that those in the IRS, of course they were called by this administration to help them through the next re-election scandal.
Yep.
And now they're busted. And now what's happening? They're trying to gain the ground that they now lost. But what's happening? You have the Attorney General. Mm-hmm. You have the President of the United States saying, you know what? There's going to be an investigation. And rest assured, villains, mm-hmm. I told you before it took place that, listen, you reap what you sow. If you sow to the flesh, you're going to reap of the flesh corruption. You cannot work for people like that and expect the end of the day to turn out well. You can't sow a corn of wheat into the ground and expect an apple tree to come forth or a orange tree to come forth. No, you reap what you sow. And when you sow a bad deed, you're going to reap a bad fruit. And now this time it's your turn. God is not mocked for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. So now we're seeing the people in the IRS. Someone's going to take a fall. Yep. For the biddings that they were asked to take from this administration. Mm-hmm. I told you.
Yep.
I told you.
Yep.
It's mob business is what's going on here, friends. That's you better bet your bottom dollar people were targeted on purpose. I didn't hear any liberal, whack, commie organizations being infiltrated. No, it was aiming in on conservative groups, mm-hmm. Tea Party groups. Why? Well, who's this administration been attacking since day one? Them very groups. Oh, we have no idea what's mm-hmm. going on. No, your hand's been caught in the cookie jar. In America, I got a question for you. Can liberty win? Yes, it can. Of course it can, but only if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Only if you will, not the other way around.
That decision falls upon us. It's our
scandal after scandal after scandal after scandal.
Mm-hmm.
Friends, this man should have been impeached and tried for treason long ago.
Yep.
But guess what? As long as you sit on your hands, he's going to do it again. So is Eric Holder. So is tax cheat Geithner. Every single one of this criminal administration are going to continuously repeat the crimes. And yes, they are repeat offenders. Why? Because the American people sit down and let them do it. That's why.
The Bible says, let favor be showed to the wicked, yet he will not learn righteousness. In the land of uprightness will he deal unjustly and will not behold the majesty of the Lord. You can't hug them to become better people. That's just not how it's done. We just got an email also, too, over this past weekend. We graduated a Constitution course, so we can have an educated citizenry. Thank you again and again for remembering us. We both enjoyed the evening immensely. This is one of the graduates. We were so warmly received by everyone. Of course, the house itself was a real treat. The best part of the evening was being in the presence of American heroes. We were so honored to be there. Blessings, Karen. I also got another follow-up email to the graduation, to the Constitution course. We're starting this again in August, too. Just an FYI for everybody. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can go down at the bottom and find that link where you can get engaged into the 12-week course. Just wanted to send you a note to thank you for your nice graduation and hosting us all. It makes me feel very good and proud, speaking of this person's daughter, that Liz has surrounded herself with such great people as a daughter-mother combination that graduated. I enjoyed the class so much, and I'm going to go back and review it again and again until it becomes second nature to me. Then we will see what action I take. First, you got to get that. You got to be empowered by that knowledge, but that is the only purpose of that knowledge is to bring forth action. God bless you, Nancy. So thank you again, everybody who made that graduation awesome. We're going to be uploading a video later today and tomorrow so you folks can watch that. But this is how you engage. You make disciples of men. That's what Christ said. Go into all the world and make disciples. When you look at the end of Christ, they forsook and fled him even at the cross. But there was 12 men, 12 apostles. That sat up in that upper room and prayed. He did such a good job of training those 12. He wasn't looking for millions of people, but because he did such a good job with those 12, which is what we have to be faithful with, they evangelized the world, and we're still talking about it today.
The governor in the state of Minnesota thought it'd be his duty, well, actually coming up in just a couple hours here, to actually enact an unlawful deed, again, called homosexual marriage. We got Gretchen Hoffman, former member of the Minnesota Senate, coming up with us right after this break. She's a fireball, I hear. Is that true?
Yes, it is.
All right.
Very true.
Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves.
One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, if you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Sonsoflibertyradio.com. You know, they always call the left, as they call it, progressive.
The progressing away from the Constitution.
I feel like I'm very aggressive.
Aggressive?
Yeah.
Different meaning.
Yeah, militant.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, when you're in a war, you've got to be that way.
Yeah. I mean, like the violent take it by force and
it says that.
Press into the kingdom of God. And yeah, I get that.
Righteous made bold.
The cool
lions.
Part about that is it's his good pleasure to give unto us the kingdom.
Amen.
I love that kind of stuff.
That's his pleasure. And you know what? That pleasure, it transcends lines of radio and transcends sometimes into that political realm. I don't see it a whole lot, but sometimes when we see teeth, we want to invite those teeth on the show. We have with us today Ms. Gretchen Huffman, who is actually a former Minnesota State Senator. And boy, I'll tell you what, whenever there was something to be said on an issue, the press always went straight to her because they knew that she would say what was really going on and not try to candy coat it and give a statement like everybody else that it could be taken two different ways because I don't want to make any enemies. Thanks
diplomacy.
For being with us today.
Diplomacy, right. Seduction in another guise.
That's right. So, Ms. Gretchen, don't be diplomatic with us. Tell us what's going on in the state of Minnesota with this homosexual marriage issue. And thank you for being on the show.
Well, you are very welcome. I'm glad to be here. And you are correct. I'm one that has never minced words in my entire life. In fact, I believe that's probably why the people of the district elected me, because I was mm-hmm. truthful at the door.
Amen.
And one of the things that I heard at the door frequently was, I am sick and tired of politicians saying whatever they have to say to get elected. Tell me why you're different. And so I told them why I was different, and then I followed through on what I told them. And writers, doesn't matter what your political persuasion is, I got from both sides because I am who I am. I didn't hide from it. I was honest at the door, and I carried those principles through when I went into office. So, and what's happening in Minnesota? Well, as many know, the Minnesota State Senate yesterday passed the homosexual marriage, which basically is genderless marriage. They've rewritten the Defense of Marriage statute. The House passed it last week, and it'll go to Governor Dayton's desk, and I'll be assigning ceremony on Tuesday. So it will be law in Minnesota.
Tuesday, as in today, is that correct? 5 o'clock.
I lost track of time here. Yes, I guess that's very rapid.
Let me ask you a question, Gretchen.
I'm just curious to know really quick, Gretchen, how do you enforce an unlawful law? I'm just kind of curious. I mean, did they not read the preamble? Did they not read the state statutes? Did they not use a little common sense before going forward on a homosexual agenda?
Well, evidently they didn't. And, you know, I think that Senator Marty, who actually I sat next to him on the tax committee last year, I believe he had a bill to reverse DOMA in the state of Minnesota every year for, I'm not going to say how many years because I don't know, but from what I understand, he's put one in almost every year that he's been there to repeal defense of marriage. And so when last fall, when the campaign was going on, and one of the biggest campaign issues that they said to people, the uninformed voter, I mean, and that's what we're dealing with right now, and I don't mean to offend anybody, but it's the truth.
You're good. You're good.
Yeah, you know.
Yep.
Did you just say that? Wait a minute. Did you just say you don't mean to offend?
I never want to offend anybody, but I will tell the truth. That
that's
if
right.
the truth offends, well,
yep.
then, you know, get informed and you won't be offended.
That's right. Let it be the truth, not you, that offends.
Right. And so I would tell people, they would say, well, why do we need to put this in our Constitution? Because that's what the campaign was. We don't need this in the Constitution. Mm-hmm. We've got it protected under law. And I said, laws can be changed.
Yep.
And laws will be changed, and, you know, and we see the result of that. So basically, the homosexual marriage lobby and the campaign lied to the people of Minnesota.
Of course.
We also
understand, too, from an insider, that John Marty was actually, by the way, John Marty's a pastor's kid, for those that didn't know. But we had actually approached him a couple times, and I'll tell you what, it was interesting to watch the man squirm when he was around people that actually knew what they were talking about. But we understand from an inside source that he was actually trying to get the vote passed through behind the backs of the voters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
On three different occasions. So these are the kind of people that we're dealing with in the state of Minnesota. And, of course, across the country. Jake?
Yeah. I mean, these are militant activists who are pushing an agenda. And, you know, and they made it all about love and being with who you love. Well, I'd like to know how the state can regulate love anyway. I mean, where does it end? We're looking, the polygamists now are going to come and ask for, I love, you know, four people. And, you know, the NAMBLA group, which is the, I don't even know what that acronym is.
North American Man Boy Love Association. It's a pedophile group, correct?
Yes. And they're looking to lower the age of consent now so they can have sex with children. And so, you know, and of course, whenever I say stuff like that, they tell me I'm an extremist or I'm overreacting or I've been called every name.
When you're exposing the extremist, you become the extremist.
Well, this is exactly what they did in Canada when they implemented homosexuality.
It's happening right now.
That's exactly right.
Absolutely. You wrote a post, Gretchen, said, just so you all know, I am done mincing words. We had better start speaking plainly. The low-info voter doesn't get subtlety. Subtlety. There are times when Christians absolutely must speak out, grab attention, use brevity. Many won't like it, what I have to say, saying I was too indelicate. Well, how's being delicate worked for everybody? Tell us about the conservative, the right, the church. What has been their part to play in this defeat?
Well, I think that they've played a huge part in the defeat. They have been so cowed by political correctness. But they are not speaking morals and moral values and following God's word at the pulpit.
Amen.
And our young people are walking away from the church in droves. You know, is that a product of they're born in church? Is that a product of, you know, I went to church every Sunday when I was growing up. I mean, that's just the way it was in our house. I didn't have a choice in the matter. Are we trying to be too friendly with our kids and not be their parents? I mean, there's just a whole host of things. But I will tell you, I went to church, and I'm a Catholic. And I went to church the Sunday before the election. because, you know, I mean, I always do, especially I try not to miss the Sunday before election. You know, Catholics are supposed to go every Sunday. And I listened to what the priest in my church said. And there was no talk of gay marriage, homosexual marriage. I'm trying to take back the language as well.
That's right.
There was no talk in my Catholic church against homosexual marriage. At the end of church, he made a small mention to vote pro-life, and that was it.
Yep.
And so when we have churches that are being cowed because of political correctness and the threat of losing their tax-free status.
Which has never happened.
That's right. It's never happened.
Right. I mean, and there's, I don't know, and I'm sure you guys know about this, the church up, the pastor up in northern Minnesota, I think his name is Gus Booth, and the IRS. And
yeah,
he
War
speaks,
Road. Yep.
Yeah, he speaks truth at the pulpit. In fact, my kids heard him once, and they said, Mom, if we had a pastor like that, I'd go to church every Sunday.
Yep. Yep.
Because he speaks truth. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, he speaks truth, he speaks with passion, and he speaks with conviction. And so he fought the IRS, and, of course, the case just sort of went away.
Yep.
And I was at a conference in Texas. I'm the state director for Concerned Women for America, and family issues are one of our big things. And I was at a conference, and a state legislator spoke to us there, and he said he visited at a church, a small church, and this was another pastor who spoke truth, and they lost their tax-free status.
Huh.
And the legislator asked him, well, how is it going for him? And he said, our tithing has doubled.
Really?
He said, it is better now that we're speaking truth than being cowed by a politically correct government that, for the most part, it's radicalizing the founding of our country. And so my point is that so often Christian women, I love them to death, obviously, I'm one of them, but I have always spoken truth, and they will so often to me say, oh, well, Gretchen, you can't offend anybody. And I'm like, well, we're losing.
Yeah,
you better start offending somebody.
Isn't that the purpose of you being in government as a representative, to enforce the law, to legislate the law? And it's interesting, just another point as to what you were just saying, Gretchen, it's interesting that when you look at the abortion industry, the greatest advocate is the silence of 300,000 pulpits across America to sit down and tolerate what God commands when he said, that I hate hands that shed innocent blood. And then when we go over to the issue of homosexual marriage, who's been the greatest advocate? The professed Church of America. And by the way, it's a lack of Christianity, Gretchen. It's not Christ at all. He's missing in the equation.
What's your future, Gretchen? What are you moving into? What's on the horizon for you right now?
Well, I don't know if you know this, but my husband and I moved out of Minnesota the first of the year. I haven't made a secret of it. This is one of the reasons why. You know, it's more than the fiscal issues for me. It's the immorality of our government right now in Minnesota.
Well, where do you live, Gretchen, so everybody can know that? Like when they get done listening to this radio show, they can zero in on you. I'm totally playing.
Yeah. Well, that's all right. They can zero in. I'm not making any secret of it. We moved to North Dakota.
Oh, gotcha. You know what? That's
awesome
where my
state.
Wife was born.
Awesome
Gretchen,
state.
Thank you very much for your time. We totally appreciate it. Heather, will you pick up the phone? She works for Concerned Women of America. We do a lot of stuff with those guys.
Just did an
we got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Thank you, Gretchen Hoffman, former member of the Minnesota Senate. Well.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Man, I love that buttstock pouch on your Mosin Nagant. Where'd you get it?
Strike Hard Gear. They have lots of hard-to-find gear for us comblock shooters, like chest rigs and pouches for your SKS Duckbill magazine.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Plus, a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. Enter GCN for a 5% discount on all products at StrikeHardGear.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson on placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy at 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Greetings, I'm Ron Strom, commentary editor for WND.com. And I'd like to take this opportunity to thank Bradley Dean for the vital work he does through his radio show, Sons of Liberty. I think of Bradley Dean as a biblical patriot on steroids. His passion for his God and for his country are evident in the way he presents the stark truth about the state of our nation. Now more than ever, we need warriors like Bradley who are unafraid to shine the light of truth into a dark and depraved culture. The way he defends liberty and the founding principles of our republic gives me hope for the future of America. Please be sure to view Bradley Dean's weekly video each Friday at WND.com. Thank you.
Awesome. Hope. That one means something. Not that the others don't mean anything, too. That this one is extra special because I don't think it's hard for Ron to say stuff like that, so I appreciate that.
Cut your writing teeth.
Listen, I'm not here to arrest judgment. I like everybody. I just think it's harder for some people to say what really is inside their hearts. But, folks, one of the things I just noticed with Gretchen, former state senator in the state of Minnesota here, was she said that she's seen a lack of Christianity is really what it comes down to. And really, that's what it is. Yep. It's a joke. I mean, there's another organization out there called Minnesota Family Council. Folks, I'm embarrassed for them. To say the least, I'm embarrassed for them. These guys take hundreds of thousands of dollars of finances from the people in the state of Minnesota, only to capitulate in the face of the enemy.
Let's save reputation, right? Sugarcoat, become a
Minnesota
politician.
Family Council. MFC. Protect the family at all costs. Gretchen just told us NAMBLA is now going to ask for permission to have sex with kids. That's, friends, let me just set the record straight here with you real quick. That's not going to happen.
Yeah. Talked to a guy yesterday.
Yeah, it's not a good place even to suggest. It's a sick thought, but there are people out there. And folks, really what it comes down to, homosexual marriage is only there to upend your constitution. Our constitution is made for a moral and a religious people. It's totally inadequate to the government of any other. The first thing they do is zero in on guess who? The kids. They want authority in the church. They want to tell the church what to do. Mm-hmm. That ain't never going to happen. I'm talking about the real church. Then you have number two, they attack the homeschoolers. And number three, they want to lower the age of anal consent from 16 to 14 in Canada. Yeah. And listen to what she said. She had no idea what was going on in Canada until I brought it up. And she probably didn't know that. But she said that's exactly what's going on here in the state of Minnesota. Yeah. And then we talked about a brother that is a pastor's kid in the Senate that's going behind the backs of the American people in the state of Minnesota trying to pass homosexual marriage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's Mr. John Marty, right?
Incredible. Yeah, he's a pastor's kid.
Yeah, multiple times.
But, of course, therein lies the problem. Yep. He's a creep anyways. Yep. Take it how you want to take it. That man's a creep, straight-up creep.
Well, you brought up NAMBLA. You brought up these pederasts trying to, you know, sodomize little boys. That's what they're in favor of. That's what they want.
Of course. Boy Scouts, Catholic Church, Evangelistic Church, all the way across the board, friends.
You know, so then we say, well, gay marriage has nothing to do with that. It has everything to do with that. They would never condemn an organization like that because that's what's behind organizations that push for this thing we call homosexual marriage, sodomite marriage, whatever you want to call it. Mm-hmm. They're never going to condemn groups like that. The second thing is you're talking about MSC.
God does condemn.
You got it.
He calls it an abomination.
And we do as the righteous because it is. I mean, the laws of nature teach us this. And
nothing
so
natural about
God.
It.
Exactly.
Ish.
So the backbone of society is the family. How's the family? Through a husband and a wife, and they raise their children together. If you go back to this organization we were talking about before, Minnesota Family Council, what happens is these organizations get involved.
What they attempt to do,
that's a great picture. What they attempt to do is go in and be diplomatic. Now, here's the problem. They're not representatives. There's no diplomacy with this agenda. You see now what has happened in Minnesota. We pushed so hard to get the amendment put on the bill. You know, conservatives did. Yeah. Let the people decide. Then it was voted down. Now, after that happened, what happened? All that momentum came and slammed the door shut because they wouldn't be, what would the word be? I think
aggressive.
Gretchen used aggressive. That's right. And bold against an agenda that it's already, they came to war. Yeah. They came to fight this thing. They're going to see it through.
They came to a street fight with a knife, Jake.
Yeah.
Well, the aggressors had the gun.
That's right.
Exactly. And the thing is
they didn't want
these clowns with Minnesota Family Council, they didn't have enough common sense to realize that their gun wasn't loaded. Mm-hmm. They didn't have the support of the people. It was all done through a fraud in every sense of the word. But another thing about MFC, Tom Pritchard, the head of the organization over there, is about as spineless as they get. And I've had the opportunity of meeting this spineless individual.
This is firsthand.
And he was on the radio show when we first got into radio about, 6, 7 years ago, Jake. I mean, we've been on the radio for going on 14 years now. But it was about 7 years ago, about half that time. We had him on the radio program. He said, just cockily and arrogantly saying that this will never happen in the state of Minnesota. Hey, so I sent him a Facebook today. I said, how's that diplomacy working out for you now? I said, you guys should be ashamed of yourself. And what's interesting, everybody around him says they're absolutely worthless as an organization. And the fact of the matter is, today pretty much seals their fate. And these are the very people that told me, Bradley, will you just step out of this battle? When in fact, I was the one as the lightning rod to bring about the light. Mm-hmm. I believe that we were responsible for putting the kibosh on every step that they were taking. That's why they began to attack me in such a fashion. But it would have worked if we would have stayed the course. But they were the ones, friends, that asked me to step back. They said, Bradley, because if you get into this, the press will do this and the press will do that. They are petrified. Mm-hmm. Of a fight. They are petrified. And these are burnt hippies out of the 60s and 70s. And we're in the position, America, namely you younger folks out there, we're in the position today because of these people that call themselves Christians. And let me make it real clear. Don't get the goats mixed up with the sheep. Don't get Christ mixed up with the Christless. Because where Christ is, you better bet your bottom dollar, there the battle rages. Just keep that in mind.
And those that have his name, you're going to find fighting. But unfortunately, in this particular battle, you brought it up. And this is how we can speak first. Everybody remembers the prayer at the Capitol. That wasn't a situation designed for anything other than to give a prayer at a capital. And what happened is the press started to attack. This was before they voted on the amendment to bring it forth to the voters of Minnesota. And Minnesota Family Council, the two main leaders, came up and begged Bradley not to speak any more about the issue. They were literally begging because they were terrified of whom? Their opposition.
That's right.
And they were terrified, ultimately, of the truth, because the truth is what brought on the opposition.
And they wanted to play the man, Jake, when in fact they don't know how to play the man because they don't have it within themselves to be the man. Mm-hmm.
And if they did play the man, then guess what? I think we'd be seeing a lot of different results.
Easy.
There was hundreds of thousands of dollars going into this. There was more than enough support for those that are Christian, whatever you want to call it. Right,
parallel that with Rick Santorum.
Yeah, Rick Santorum in the state of Minnesota. Last time...
Liberal Minnesota, Romney friends. For through. Some That's reason, right. Rick Santorum won the state.
He stood on principles. Last time Romney came through, he smoked everybody. This time, Romney was on the bottom, and Rick Santorum won. Why? Because he's willing to say, look, I know what's important to the people. They're under attack right now by two really big agendas. It's the abortion agenda. You're seeing what happens in Gosnell, folks. That guy is a criminal animal. And that's just that isn't even a tip of the iceberg. That's like a little bubble of oxygen that's came up and broke the surface. It's going on every day in your country.
Praise God.
Number two, you've got the homosexual agenda, which is completely aimed at your kids, folks.
Yeah. Let me put the shoe on the back of their neck so they can understand what's right behind. All you celebrating homosexuals, mm-hmm. I just want to let you know, you probably want to turn around now and look what's behind you.
That's right.
It's called Sharia law. Mm-hmm. And you did your job. You played the fool. You absolutely played the fool. But just don't let it be said you didn't hear it here first.
Yep.
Because you did. And I'm not going to rejoice in the fact that they have a boot on your neck. No, I tried to warn you. I tried to love you, but you would have none of it. So now you get to eat the fruit of your own ways.
That's right.
That's where it's at.
And the fruit of your own ways, in that sense, is judgment. The fruit of those that are to be the righteous, that are called after God's name, that will not stand, like some of the organizations we brought up, they're going to eat the fruit of their own ways, too.
Yeah.
But folks, the
and
righteous...
your kids are going to hate your guts.
That's what it comes down to.
There's no nice way of saying it. You are cursing the younger generation. You're passing it off on them by what you're tolerating. You're letting it fall to them. You're bringing confusion to face. And if God mercy sees fit, I pray, God, that he sends forth the older generation around the mountain and brings in those that were to become a prey into the promised land, just like he did with Moses in Deuteronomy 1.
And that's what I see. I mean, that's what we see all over the country. Who steps up and says, I'll take this baton and
Amen.
I'll move forward with it?
Well,
it's
who's doing
that
it?
Younger generation.
Who's doing it? That's right. Absolutely. We got 2 minutes. I want to start this off. President of ABC and CBS News have siblings working at White House with ties to Benghazi. CBS News President David Rhodes and ABC News President Ben Sherwood, both of them have siblings that not only work at the White House, that not only work for the President Obama is what it says, but they work at the NSC on foreign policy issues directly related to Benghazi. So... stated political consultant and media commentator Richard Grenell on Saturday's Fox News Watch had this to say.
I think the media is becoming the story. Let's face it. CBS News President David Rhodes and ABC News President Ben Sherwood, both of them have siblings that not only work at the White House, that not only work for President Obama,
Ooh.
But they work at the NSC on foreign policy issues directly related to Benghazi. Let's call a spade a spade. Let's also show you why CNN did not go very far in covering these hearings, because the CNN deputy bureau chief, Virginia Moseley, is married to Hillary Clinton's deputy, Tom Dines. It is time for the media to start asking questions. Why are they not covering this? It's a family matter for some of them.
So they
it's
don't
not,
want
to bring it's not time for media to start asking questions. It's time for the American people to quit tolerating their crimes against the sons and daughters of the fallen, friends. The sons and the daughters, the fathers and the mothers, and those that paid the ultimate price to give us the freedoms that we have. It's time that you pay attention to that cross, friends, and stand up and magnify the laws of the Republic against the crime, including those that are in the media, because they don't have the right, friends, to lie to the American people. You got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, 1-877-807-9977. We'll be right back.
you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
Hi, my name is Stephen Huer. As a degreed nutritionist, my first priority is for you to get healthy. That won't happen if I make wrong recommendations or cause you to spend money on supplements you don't need. After 20 years working with thousands of products and thousands of people, I know, for the most part, what does and does not work. One World Whey is the first and only unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. It retains substances that no other whey protein powder has. These nutritive compounds supply life-giving nutrition. Your body merely needs the right conditions to make great health happen. Due to low quality foods, toxicity, and aging, having great health is more of an effort than ever. One World Whey is the superfood of the century, and when added to your diet, it promotes energy, detoxification, muscle gains, fat loss, and overall radiant health. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Okay, one more point, Jake, and then you can hit the top three scandal after scandal after scandal after scandal of this administration. Now, I don't like this man, and I just think it's funny how what will happen now is you have Obama, for example, attacking the IRS. Well, what's going to happen is they're going to retaliate. Now what you have is you're beginning to see another scandal with Associated Press, them illegally tapping phones, which, folks, all your phones are tapped anyways. Wake up and smell the coffee by your government who works for you. And then you have the attorney general saying, you know, we're all – and same thing with Clown Carney, that, you know, this president really – he's an advocate for the First Amendment.
Yeah,
I don't care if he's an advocate for the First Amendment or the Second or the Third or the Fourth or the Fifth. He's going to obey the law just like we do.
And shouldn't a public official be an advocate for the First Amendment?
No, this is my point. My point is whatever this White House says, look the other direction. Oh, he's an advocate
for
the First Amendment.
I love free speech.
Okay, well then why is this another scandal? And the Justice Department was just busted for illegally tapping 20 phones of the Associated Press if he was an advocate for First Amendment rights.
Freedom of the press?
Isn't this how it all works?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, so anyways.
It does.
In saying that, let's go back to the press. So we got Piers Morgan, who says, well, he was not pleased with President Obama on Monday night, particularly in light of the news about the Justice Department seizing the Associated Press phone records over a two-month period. This is exactly what the president promised he wouldn't do. Of course. Of course. What he attacks, he says he's for. But let's just go back 30 years, friends. Hitler didn't do the same thing, did he? Oh, yes, he did. He would conjure up, he would stir up the domestic insurrection. And guess what? He would come in there and play the hero after he was the one that sent the brown shirts in the first place. That can never happen here. Oh, friends, it's happening here on a daily basis. It is happening here on a daily basis. Let's listen to our friend Piers Morgan, who is now turning on the administration. MSNBC is now turning on the administration. We'll see how far this goes. But again, for those that lie and do the biddings of the devil, you can do business with them. But I'm going to tell you what, you're going to stay a lot longer than you want to stay. And you're going to pay a lot more than you're going to want to pay. And now it's starting to catch up to your freedoms too, isn't it? With what you agree. And how many times have we talked about that? A law unto itself. It's okay until it hits home. Well, now it's starting to hit home for the radical commies. Well, as Vladimir Lenin rightly said, a good communist finds use for everything, and nothing is more useful than a useful idiot. So let's go over to the useful idiots really quick. Go ahead and play that.
Transparency and the rule of law will be the touchstones of this presidency.
Touchstones?
Now the Obama administration is caught in the middle of a First Amendment war between the Justice Department and the Associated Press. The AP says the government secretly collected phone records of reporters during a two-month period last year, and it questions whether that was related to a probe into leaks of the details of a foiled terror plot last year. Joining me now is
Stop for 1 second. I just want everybody to understand again, understanding the mind of these criminals. The leak that they're talking about is the information that they did not want the American people to get a hold of. This has nothing to do with the security breach, friends. That's what they're saying it is, when in fact it's not. They want to know where people are getting their information as to get it out and leak it to the public of the crimes of this administration. Yeah. So when they're talking about leak, just make sure that you have it in perspective as to what the leak is. It's not what they're saying. It's the information that you're getting that they don't want you to have.
Yeah. Well, First Amendment attorney Floyd Abrams, he's the author of Friend of the Court on the front lines with the First Amendment. Welcome to you, Abrams. I've got to say, this whole transparency thing with the president is crumbling, isn't it? Because, first of all, we had, well, in fact, let's just go back 2 weeks. The whole Guantanamo Bay issue rumbles on, a place he said he shut down, but he didn't.
Ooh.
Then we have Benghazi, where we have apparently 12 corrections in terms of talking points.
Ooh.
Then we have the IRS targeting Tea Partiers and people who use the word patriot or say they want to improve their country.
Ooh.
And now we have this. We have the Justice Department targeting AP, the Associated Press.
That's right. Guys, see how this works? Sooner or later, it catches up to everybody because you got to realize we're all on the same boat. And when you work for a lying criminal administration, sooner or later, they're going to go after you, too. But don't say me and Jake didn't tell you, because we told you.
A long time ago, when you had the time to correct yourself.
But. That's exactly right, and that's the sad part about it. When you read the book of Jeremiah, friends, there once had been a book called Lamentations if they would have listened to the prophet in the first place, that man of God named Jeremiah.
Yep.
Yeah, that's all you got to do is listen. Go to the prophetic word, go to the absolutes, the very foundation of the gospel, the apostolic and the prophetic, friends. It's all there, the rights and the wrongs, the evils and the goods, the bitters and the sweets, the light and the darkness. It's all there. Knowing the mind of God helps you understand who these criminals are right off the bat. Read the Geneva Bible, friends. Read the notes of our forefathers who warned you and told you how to deal with tyrants and how they operate. It's happening today, friends, 24/7. Friends, you need justice. You need justice, and they need justice. If you love the Constitution of the United States as much as they're supposed to uphold it, then why don't you uphold it and magnify it so you can have your country back? That's what needs to happen.
Because it is your country. The IRS is a political weapon, obviously. Piers actually set me up pretty well because he covered all these things. I'm kind of shocked that
He's a great useful idiot, isn't he?
I heard his voice say this. The IRS is a political weapon. This administration, these are the three revelations that have come together like an avalanche. They really have, all three of them. And I thank God for his justice in this situation. Now, the penalty is up to the American people to then apply to a situation where the law's been broken.
Will you explain that, Jake? Well, God comes in and uncovers it for you. He brings all things to the light. Mm-hmm. And then he says to his people, the 78th percentile in this country, that name themselves after his son. As being his and belonging to him as his business. Then he says, okay, now the lights have been turned on. Now deal with the crime. That's how you establish righteousness.
Mm-hmm. Yep. No submitting to Caesar here. Folks, you are the power of the government. You are the justice of this system. The IRS is a political weapon, first broke. At first, we were told, listen to that, the breaches were limited to low-level civil servants in a few field offices. But what was also false, as we know now, were Washington, D.C.-based IRS officials were involved, too. The president can only, and think about this, this is an avalanche, and this is totally the Lord.
Yes, it is.
Wicked man, you know, Hitler thought he was getting away with his scheme pretty well, and he was for a minute. But then all of a sudden, the walls started closing in on him.
Yep.
And he started getting defeated at every single turn until he was down in that bunker, and it's up to us to figure out with the evidence what happened after that. The president can only claim he didn't know what his agencies were up to, because that's what he's saying.
How many times do you need to say it, though, Jake?
I didn't know. Until somebody asked the president, if the president is that incompetent, number one, he should be removed if he knew what was going on. Number two, if he didn't know what was going on, then he should be removed because he's that incompetent that he doesn't know what his agencies are doing.
This is a man that doesn't know how many states are in our union, but he knows how many states are in the union of Muslim nations. It's interesting how he's all over the world talking to foreign Muslim nations, butting up to them, blaming the American people, doing the same thing in Mexico. Yep. Prince, he didn't know. Oh, he knows exactly what he's doing.
And it's twofold. If he didn't know, then he needs to be removed for incompetency.
That's right.
That's like a general saying, well, I don't know where my troops are.
It's really not a good place to put yourself. I mean, it's got to be some scary business playing with this kind of fire, because sooner or later, the straw's going to break the camel's back.
That's right.
It's going to happen. I'm not looking forward to that, nor do I want that. I'm just saying that the American people, if you keep rolling over, it's going to get to the point where there's no more room to roll.
That's right. Justice at the hand of the righteous. A frontal attack on the First Amendment, the wholesale investigation of a major news outlet like the Associated Press. We're not talking about like InfoWars or GCN or Sons of Liberty. We're talking about the AP. Undermines the intent and spirit of the laws meant to promote the discourse necessary for, and when I say democracy, I'm saying it in the right terms, because the end of it is it will bring down our republic, because the people need to know what is going on. People need the information. They don't need to be filtered through the government, because then that would put the government at odds against the people. But that is exactly what this administration is doing.
That's right.
Benghazi lies and cover up. Who made up the story about the YouTube video? We still don't know. Was Hillary Clinton incapable of calling her own employees to find out what happened?
Irrelevance.
Of course not.
Irrelevance.
Where was President Obama during the 8-hour attack? What is being done to bring the attackers to justice? These are just a few of the unknowns that require continued investigation despite the administration's effort.
There was also evacuation that night, by the way, for those that didn't know, in the State Department. There was an evacuation that the American people haven't been notified of as well. So what was that about? Mm-hmm. Folks, common sense.
If this administration can get away with using federal agencies to stifle political dissent, harassing and spying on journalists, and lying about the origins, actions, and aftermath.
What about guys like me and you, Jake?
That's us too.
Yeah.
America is no longer worthy of the Constitution left to us by the founders. In other words, if we allow this and we tolerate it, we don't deserve the Constitution.
You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. I thought it was a good show. It was a fun show. Thank you, Gretchen, for being with us today. We really appreciate you. Love the women that are in the battle. Did you hear that, guys?
That's right.
Love the women that are in the battle.
Hoorah.
We need more men that will play the men. Okay? It's time to stand up.
Speaking of men,
and rock.
I think Mr. Dayton needs a visit this evening. I really do.
Do you?
I think I might join
him.
Dude,
he's just an empty suit.
I think I might join him.
He really is.
And somebody's got to get up there and be a suit.
Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, 1 John 3:18. We love you by what we do, not only by what we say. Deeds, not words. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya!
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.